Procedures and Operations Committee to order. Arrangements Committee, I guess it's called.
Yeah.
I was reading off a few different things. And John will take the role.
All right, Representatives Carlson.
Here.
Blue.
Here.
Hogan.
Yes.
Mock.
Here.
Vigasa.
Here.
Senators Wardner.
Here.
Grabinger.
Here.
Heckman.
Here.
Holmberg.
Here.
Klein.
Here.
Elke.
Elke.
He was here. Yeah.
Well, we're late, so he should have been. All right, we need to approve our last minutes or not?
No.
Haven't had a meeting yet.
Haven't had a meeting yet, Mr. Chairman.
Review of the supplemental rules of operation and procedures. I'm assuming you're going to go over that, John?
Well, yeah, Mr. Chairman, I can. I think you all know the rules of procedure. I don't know if we want to take any more time for that. Oh, okay. All right.
We have a motion and a second to jump over it. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That
we'll say I reviewed them. All right, Mr. Chairman. The next item is every interim you approve not necessarily, but the guidelines for the use of the chambers and committee rooms. And the first item is the approval of the, or consideration of the guidelines for the use of legislative chambers and displays in Legislative Assembly Hall and Memorial Hall. The change in this from last interim is just those references to Legislative Assembly Hall and Memorial Hall. As you recall, you had a bill last session. We just used to refer to that whole area as Memorial Hall. Now you have Memorial Hall on the east side, Legislative Hall, and the areas from the pillars down to the west wall. Just real briefly, the first priority for use is for the chambers is obviously for the legislative branch. When you're not in session, the chambers under these guidelines may be used for other purposes, and you routinely approve or consider requests to use the chambers for different groups. And today you'll have two requests on the agenda. The guidelines condition the use upon a number of things. One is that state agencies can use it. Outside groups can also use it if you approve. The outside groups have to agree to certain conditions that they'll work with facility management to set up the custodial services. They won't abuse the premises. So they won't bring drinks into the chambers, food into the chambers, things like that. The idea is that there are no other suitable facilities are available on the grounds for use of the facilities if it's a part of the request, and that the sponsor will assume all responsibility for their use of the chambers. Bottom line is this committee makes those decisions. If there's not time to permit, it falls upon the director of the Legislative Council to review those requests. But in the past, generally the requests that come in on time come to this committee first. The permanent displays, bottom line is no displays may be placed in the Legislative Hall or Memorial Hall without prior review and written approval of this committee. Two interims ago, you approved the placement of the grand piano there. That was the last item that was addressed. All other displays that aren't permanent displays, like busts and statues, are considered non-permanent and may only be there for 30 days. Number four there, Legislative Hall and Memorial Hall are those portions of the Capitol that are designated in that statute that you passed last session at the request of the Secretary of State. Mr. Chairman, real briefly again, the guidelines for use of committee rooms in the state and in the state capitol. The first priority is, of course, for legislative branch of government. When you're not in session, the use of committee rooms is governed by statute and any authorization that the Legislative Council grants. The issue last interim was you added those three rooms over in the judicial branch. You used them during the session. We returned them to the judicial branch for use during the interim. So far, I think things have worked out. We had one interim committee there meeting early in the interim. Had no issue with getting use for that. Committee rooms may not be provided for use if the purpose is to advocate the introduction of legislation. So you don't want it to be used for political purposes and lobbying you. So we keep that in mind when the requests come in. Again, they take full responsibility for the rooms. Finally, the Legislative Media Room, which was remodeled last interim, is there for your use. It may not be used by anybody else during the session, and during the interim, it may be used by other elected officials or by legislators if approval is granted by the director of the Legislative Council. Mr. Chairman, the two requests that came to you, this is an annual request that you've approved for several years now. The North Dakota High School Activities Association used the House and Senate chambers and committee rooms for the North Dakota High School Activities Association State Student Congress. And we did receive a request. You approved a request in last interim for the 2017 Student Congress, which will be held on November 2nd and 3rd. You received a request now for the 2018 Student Congress for the dates of November 1st and 2nd of 2018.
Do you need these steps to be handled separately?
Probably.
Is there a motion to approve the High School Activity Association? Motion by Senator Wardner, second by Senator Mock. Representative Mock, I'm sorry.
Holmberg made the motion.
That's what you did.
Senator Holmberg and Representative Mock. Boy, how quickly I forget things, huh?
I know your memory will be as sharp.
Session, right? Well, I bet it'll be sharp by then. I'll be tuned up. Okay, we'll take a vote if there's no discussion.
Representative Carlson?
Yes.
Blue?
Yes.
Hogan?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Bigassaw?
Yes.
Senators Wardner?
Yes.
Grebinger?
Yes.
Heckman? Holmberg,
aye.
Klein,
aye.
Elke.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the second request is a new request. Senator Heckman has the information for a youth summit that would be the original date when we put it on here was October 14th. That has been changed. It's going to be at some later date, and Senator Heckman, I think, can give you that information.
Yeah, why don't we have you explain it, Senator Heckman?
Sure, thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a request from Carly Overson. She's been at some meetings and wanted to hold a youth leadership opportunity across the state of North Dakota, similar to one that's modeled after South Dakota's YELL program, Y-E-L-L. And Y-E-L-L stands for Young Elected Legislative Leaders. Now, there are some current opportunities already. The Student Congress that's being held, Hobie has some leadership opportunities in the summer for kids. This would be a one-day opportunity to give kids an opportunity to come and create mock legislation. And now it's not Cory mock legislation, that's for sure. Learn about the committee process, have floor speaking opportunities, and vote on bills they develop and introduce. Representative Mock and I had an opportunity to work with some North Dakota leadership kids, and they're very excited about looking into more opportunities. Ours was a very short time frame we had with them just to get an idea of what committee and floor debate is about, and I think we were probably there 45 minutes. It's not long enough to give them the opportunity. So, and that was at a leadership event at Jamestown College. The original request came for October 14th, but in looking at the time frame, Kylie has found out that they need more time to prepare because this is their first opportunity to do this. They're looking at a Saturday, sometime in January, preferably before, and it may blend into February. They're not sure of a date. And so it's open to all students. Even though Kylie is representative of the Dem NPL party, it's a non-political event. So all kids are welcome to apply. They're hoping to get 25 to 30 the first year. And if it turns into more like 50 and over, they would move into the House chambers versus the Senate chambers. And so today is just the approval for that with the date to be determined later. So I'd ask for support for this.
Representative Mock, do you have any comments?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. And just a quick follow-up questions. I know that we in the past have approved similar, so the organization that Senator Heckman was speaking of that her and I and Representative Brandy Pyle spoke at earlier this year was the North Dakota Leadership Seminar, and that request has come to this body several sessions, several interims to have them use the House chambers, but they have now relocated to University of Jamestown. So that request won't be coming to us anymore, but they always had theirs on a Saturday as well. So I'm just more for clarity, if this is a request for a Saturday, what is the procedure in having the Capitol grounds and the chambers open on a weekend day?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Mock, they work with facility management and they handle all the details for doing it.
And
they sign a facility use agreement.
Okay. And then, Mr. Chairman, then I guess the other question is because we don't have a specific date, are we able to provide a contingent approval with the date, you know, to be, you know, worked out with facilities? Or do we need to have a specific date in order for us to approve the use of the chambers?
Mr. Chairman,
I don't know that we meet again prior to January, do we?
Mr. Chairman, you may meet in December if you meet along with the budget section, but I think...
Well, we could meet in December if we're here.
Right.
So that wouldn't be an issue. If we're going to be here, we can meet to decide this. We had a date.
I mean, I guess, if Mr. Chairman, if we could at least provide, if we are meeting in December, but for the organizations, for their planning purposes, if we can provide... approval now, and then, you know, once we have a date at the December meeting, if there's a conflict or if there's any reason to reconsider, we'd have an opportunity to do so at the December meeting. I just want to make sure that we're aware of the opportunities and timelines and making sure that the group has a chance to plan accordingly.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I think that what we're looking at today is just a contingent approval of the use of the facility. And then Kylie will work with facilities management on coming up with a date that's not booked up or that is workable for them. So it's not something like that we're going to get approval today and then she's going to say, well, this is the date we need it because it's already been approved. She's willing to work with facilities management on an acceptable date at a later time. And when I talked with Mr. Berenson about this, he said, I think we should look for approval today because just in case we don't meet in December, then we wouldn't have a chance to approve this. So.
I'm okay with that.
Senator Wardner, any thoughts? It's your chamber over there.
Mr. Chairman, it is the people's chambers, and I think we should, it's a leadership, it's youth, and as long as it's open to everybody, I'm fine with that.
It appears to be slightly slanted towards one side, but you know what? I agree with them on the use of the chambers. We probably don't do enough to make sure that people understand the access to the building that they own and have functions there. So I'd be okay with having it subject to a permanent date being arranged that didn't conflict and that we were allowed to have somebody here to open the building and all that stuff. Senator Heckman, do you have any other comments?
No, I was just saying that in the application process, there is no question on whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or Independent. And when the students come in, you can see clearly, I think that Representative Mock and I saw, they're apolitical in their issues. They talk about an issue, not a party policy. So they're talking about issues that are pertinent to them.
I think it would be wonderful if you invited somebody from Senator Wardner's caucus to be there with you and be part of it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And if I could ask Senator Heckman a question, do you know how the information is disseminated to all the schools so that even the Class B schools would be included?
Mr. Chairman and Representative Bigasaw, I don't know right now. I had sent a request to Ms. Overson about that, and she didn't respond back on the selection process. I would imagine every school will get every counselor, or every school that even doesn't have a counselor will get an application process through their school. So.
Okay, we got a motion to have an approval subject to the final date coming.
I so move.
Second.
We'll take a roll call vote.
Representatives Carlson.
Yes.
Ballou.
Yes.
Hogan.
Yes.
Mock.
Yes.
Bigasaw.
Yes.
Senators Wardner.
Yes.
Grabiner.
Yes.
Heckman.
Yes.
Holmberg.
Yes.
Klein.
Aye.
Elke.
Aye.
Okay.
We need to go back to, we didn't approve the review of the guidelines for the chambers and displays. I need a motion to approve that. We need to go back and get that on the record.
So moved.
and the committee rooms together? Is that?
Yep, we'll put all that into one, and the committee rooms as well.
All right. Representatives Carlson?
Yes.
Blue?
Yes.
Hogan?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Vigasa?
Yes.
Senators Wardner?
Yes.
Grabinger?
Yes.
Heckman?
Yes.
Holmberg?
Aye.
Klein?
Aye.
Elke?
As far as the internship program and the session calendar and deadlines, we need to do the internship program today, John.
That would help, Mr. Chairman. I expect
that to us, and we'll see if we can get her done.
Sure. All right, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the as long as I have known, you've had an internship program that provides 10 law students to the standing committees to work on amendments, do research for you, and learn about the legislative process. The law school values this program. It's been and over the last several years, it's grown in popularity. It's one of the most popular programs they have. Provides law students a full semester's credit. They also get a stipend.
We were just having that discussion. Have we ever resolved that issue of how we compensate them?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Senator Wardner, the stipend issue, apparently the American Bar Association dropped that policy. So last session, even though we hammered out this reimbursement thing to get them that money anyway, apparently after that, the Bar Association decided that wasn't they must have had too much feedback, negative feedback from law schools, because that apparently they've dropped that prohibition on stipends. So I think the stipend will be okay this time. If not, the law school would continue to work out that reimbursement formula. Last session, you capped it at $3,500 a month, or a maximum, about $14,000 for the four-month session. I think under their reimbursement formula, it came in basically at that. It might have been a few dollars under, but they essentially found a way to reimburse them under a formula that was approved by the Bar Association. But I think we can call it a stipend again now that they've
so
come to their senses.
Do the same thing we've done in the past.
That would be yes, Mr. Chairman.
A motion for that effect?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion and a second, Senator Wardner, Senator Klein. We'll take a roll call vote. I think it's a great program. I don't know what we'd do without those kids helping out.
Representatives Carlson?
Yes.
Ballou?
Yep.
Hogan?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Vigasa?
Yes.
Senators Wardner?
Yes.
Grabinger? Heckman, Holmberg,
aye.
Klein,
aye.
Elke.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman, I expect to be visiting with the law school in the next couple of weeks, and we'll hammer out the remaining details. If there are any issues with that, we'll bring it to you in December.
Okay. Last item I think that we need to do before we adjourn, go upstairs, session calendar and deadlines.
Mr. Chairman, is that, I'm not sure if that got into your pile here. I don't
see it.
I do not see it. Well, Mr. Chairman, at the legislative management meeting prior in this during the spring, you considered a calendar and approved a preliminary calendar. That is out there now. We
can
were
leave that till December.
Yeah, I think you can, because we had a couple of options that I think still were worthy of taking a look at to make sure that it was a condensed calendar, and it might be best just to leave that when you have a little bit more time.
Okay, we'll do that, because that's kind of important, getting the management reports and those things and the start dates and the breaks and any other business for the good of the order, John? Anything else to cover?
No, Mr. Chairman. We'll prepare a larger agenda for the next meeting.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
And a second?
I guess I've got to make my own motion.
Okay,
of course, when Governor Dalrymple was chairman of appropriations, he would always make his own motions and then look for a second. I don't think it was quite right, but he did it. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're adjourned.
Aye.